Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, the NFL draft has concluded. This was Nick Caserio in the moment. This was after he drafted Lassiter, Blake Fisher, and Kalen Bullock. This was Nick Caserio explaining his mindset and really just the overall mindset of day two of the draft.
We don't really take a needs-based approach. It's more football player-based approach, and you just can't have enough quality football players. There might be a situation where a player maybe doesn't play this year, but maybe his opportunity potentially could be more next year because of maybe how the roster is constructed. But we don't have a crystal ball, so we're not going to sort of make any predetermined decisions about a player's role, who fits where. Honestly, the competition will sort itself out. And what we've hopefully have done is just create a sense of urgency. And you have to play well and perform well in order to stay in this building. And if you don't, then we have to keep the 53 best.
All right, that's cool. Look, I've said this before, and I think Ocho puts it the best perspective. I think the pick of Lassiter was a pick for need. And I think if they were going to draft for need, I think cornerback, not defensive tackle, was the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to convince me, and I don't think we're going to look back at this 2 years from now and say that Kamari Lassiter is a better football player than Adonai Mitchell. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. I don't think that's the case. He's in Indianapolis now, so it's probably going to hit a little bit closer to home. We're going to get two looks at him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're truly just trying to draft the best football players, I like Lassiter. I like the makeup and all that. I do wonder if he would have been there a little bit later on, but you're not going to convince me that he's a better football player than Adonai Mitchell. You probably can't convince me that he's a better football player than Edgerrin Cooper. I think Edgerrin Cooper is really good as well.
Yeah.
I have no problem drafting for need in that situation. They're not selling him as this guy can be a starter. They're selling him as versatile, tough. You know, don't worry about the fact that he's pushing 6 feet and he runs a 4.6. Some say he benefited from the surroundings at Georgia. Some say it might actually have held him back. Kirby Smart has a lot of good things to say about him. I'm fine drafting for need there. And really, it shaped up to where that was just the kind of situation. That was where you found yourself. Cooper, DeJean, Philadelphia trade up and got him. Never a good sign for me when Philadelphia aggressively wants someone and then the Saints went in front of you and got Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah.
If this had been Kool-Aid McKinstry, I would feel a lot better. Now, sometimes our feelings get proven as suspect or wrong. That happens every draft. But I just look at this Kamari Lassiter thing, and I'm a little bit more understanding of it because I looked at that as a draft for need.
Look, the way he put it, it was very clever. He says, we don't draft for need. We just draft good football players, the best football players we can. Well, you're drafting a football player there that is going to be able to compete, as he put it, at the cornerback position at a high level. But if you're talking about just the best football players, look at the next 10 picks after Lasseter. In those 10 picks, Edgren Cooper, Jonathan Brooks was in those. Another running back, Tyler Newbin, a safety that was highly regarded from safety, Minnesota. And then Adonai Mitchell was in there as well. So all those players could have been a very good fit for what the Texans, quote-unquote, needed.
Yeah.
But they felt more compelled at the cornerback position.
Yeah, and I think Adonai Mitchell and I think that Cooper immediately contribute to what you're trying to do.
They needed a linebacker.
Fine. Yeah.
They needed a running back.
But they needed a corner more.
But needed a cornerback
more. This was a draft for need. That's how I look at it. And I know we always say need versus best player available. Sometimes you draft for need. I looked at this as a need, and things just got kind of stripped from you as Kool-Aid McKinstry goes right in front of your face.
Yeah.
So there was that. Then you had Blake Fisher selected, tackle out of Notre Dame. Now, there are some people that believe that he might be better than Titus Howard now. I know John Harris said on the draft show, I know people have brought this up, you know, he's not coming here to be a swing tackle. Okay. Well, then when Nick Caserio says that Titus Howard is one of the best tackles in the league, you got to kind of roll your eyes at it, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, I think in the long term, this is a guy that you want to be a better tackle than either Titus Howard or Laramie Tunsil, so that when you're paying C.J. Stroud, he is the guy that you start and you have to make tough decisions. But, again, John Harris says that he's not coming in here to be a swing tackle. I don't know what the hell that means. Does he beat out Titus Howard? If so, you move on from it and you respect being proactive, but that would be kind of a misevaluation of Titus Howard, given the fact that you're paying him like a top five right tackle in the league.
You brought this up earlier, and I think it's a great comparison on a different level. You know, the whole Michael Penix Jr. when you have Kirk Cousins. That's at the highest level.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
And Kirk Cousins is better at quarterback than Howard is at tackle.
Proven.
Yeah.
Yeah, proven. But that's an extreme example. But at this level down here, it's the same. You got a guy that got paid, not whatever the guarantee was for $100 million in 2 years or whatever, but got a big guarantee. You pencil him in at right tackle, and then you draft somebody who plays that position. That's not an accident.
Here was Nick Caserio's explanation of that pick, the Fisher pick, and listen to how he ends this. I want you to tell me how you feel with the final sentence of what Nick Caserio says here.
Good football player, big believer. You can't have enough tackles on your football team. You know, whether it's Charlie Heck, whether it's George Fant, Jones. I mean, Titus and LT are good football players. You need three or four tackles that you feel can go out there and play. You can't have enough tackles. You all have seen us play. At some point, they're going to have to play. Even going back to 22, we had to play multiple tackles. So, I mean, LT didn't play, and then we had to move Titus over, and then Charlie played. You know, so you're going to need tackles. Heck, can't have enough good ones on your team. And, I mean, Blake's a tackle. I think Titus is definitely unique. I mean, I'd say, you know, Titus is a better tackle than he is an inside player. I mean, Titus is honestly one of the better tackles, you know, in the league.
You know what's weird about that? He says you can't have enough tackles because you play multiple. Dude, you can't have enough cornerbacks. You can't have enough running backs. You can't have enough guards. Receivers. How many guards did they play last
receivers.
Year? You can't have enough wide receivers. So I think it's just sort of he's just sort of saying that to kind of fit the draft pick.
Yeah, look, this is a plan to replace Tunsil or Titus Howard. Maybe not this year, but eventually. That's the plan.
Yeah.
You're talking about 2-year plan. That's the plan. If Titus Howard's one of the best tackles in the league, that's great. Cool. Then you got two of the best tackles in the league, and you got a guy that you feel really good about. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep an eye on that and whether or not that is the case. Let's keep a close eye on that.
Yeah.
Then you had Kalen Bullock selected out of USC. I don't think I've seen the Texans war room as excited as they were when this pick went down. You had Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans high-fiving. This is a guy that's very athletic. This is a guy that's kind of a ball hawk. Play multiple positions. Played wide receiver at USC. You draft the safety. Your two safeties right now, not necessarily known for being ball hawks. What does it mean? Does it mean that Jimmy Ward is going to play more nickel? He has said that he doesn't want to. Does it mean that Jalen Petrie is going to be off the field? Who knows? But you added some safety depth. It's a guy that they seem to like a lot. And it's a guy that does something that nobody else on your team at that position really does, which is see ball, get ball. By the way, faster than Lasseter in the 40, a lot taller. As well. So that was your day 2/your day 1 because you didn't have a first-round pick. short term, long term, we don't know how much these guys are going to impact things.
Yeah, but I think you can say the combination of a cornerback at 42 and then Bullock getting taken at 78, the combination of a cornerback and safety there tells you, as we've mentioned, they're prioritizing the secondary. And good.
Then you got a corner, you got a linebacker that used to play DB at Oregon. Maybe he can cover. They need linebackers that can cover, that can run in Jamal Hill. If it's a linebacker, you got to think DeMeco likes him. I don't know how he fits in. But again, if he can get on the field in third down and cover better than Denzel Perriman and Henry To'oto'o, that's a good starting point. And that would be a very, very useful thing for the Texans to have. Then you have Jawar Jordan, the running back out of Louisville. Perhaps this guy wins the kick return job. There'll be some competition there, but you heard them mention kick return, had two touchdowns at kick return last year. We know there's new kick return rules. It's going to be impactful. Then another linebacker out of USC, Solomon Bird. DeMeco Ryan seems to like him. He project type of guy. Who knows what happens there? And then you finally draft the D tackle, Marcus Harris out of Auburn, and the tackle out of Michigan, Ladarius Henderson, who also, by the way, played a little bit of guard. So he might be one of those guys that can just play wherever, the versatility that we always talk about. I don't anticipate that Fisher's going to be lining up inside. He's a tackle, so keep an eye on that. Henderson, a guy that maybe a better version of Austin Deculus. Is that fair? Better version of Austin Deculus.
Yeah, and don't forget Cade Stover, the tight end in there as well. So
how could I forget?
How could you forget?
I'm glad you brought it up.
Cade Stover, he's one that that's a position of need, and I think we both agreed on that going into the draft.
So here is the announcement of the Cade Stover pick, one of the most viral moments of the NFL draft. Sketch, who you've seen running routes with CJ, Stephon Diggs, etc. Here was Sketch announcing the pick.
Let's go! What's up, brothers? How we doing? Make some noise! Come on! This is football! Come on! The Philadelphia Eagles have traded the 123rd pick to the Houston Texans! With the 123rd pick of the NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Cade Stover, tight end, Ohio State!
All right, there you go.
This makes you smile.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it made Nick Caserio smile because I've never heard Nick Caserio in my entire life. I've never heard Nick Caserio praise a player like this. He was asked about the evaluation process, what he heard about Cade Stover. This is what the general manager, often robotic, general manager of your Houston Texans had to say.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's elite. I mean, this guy is as tough and hard-nosed a player that they had in the program. Just kind of going back to the question and D'Amico's answer about developing players, I'd say Cade's a good example of a player who has only played tight end for 2 years, so he's certainly not a finished product, but he has a mindset and the work ethic to improve. I mean, how he was raised. I mean, this guy is everything you want in a football player. And then more. I mean, he probably played hurt this year. I mean, I think he had an MCL or had an issue where, quite frankly, it would have limited some other players, but he just braced it up and he just kept playing football. So, I mean, I don't want to speak for D'Amico, but I think we feel the same way. This is probably one of our favorite, like, football players in the entire draft, regardless of position, because of his mentality, because of his mindset. And he still is developing as a player. I mean, 2 years ago, he was playing defensive end in the Rose Bowl against Utah. Now he's, you know, played tight end for 2 years, and here he is getting picked in the bottom of the fourth round. And his position is, you know, we think tight end. That's why we drafted him. So, but, I mean, blue collar as they come, and from a makeup, traits, toughness, mentality, I mean, this is an elite guy.
All right, elite guy, okay.
Man.
I think Caserio must have, like, smoked a cigarette or something after day three of the draft, because – he kind of partook in what he considers to be the dumbest thing in the world. This was Nick Caserio leading up to the draft while he was still in the mix, talking about draft grades and evaluating drafts.
You know, we're going to have on Monday, right, or Sunday afternoon, draft grades, right? I mean, it's the most ridiculous concept that I've ever heard of.
All right, it's ridiculous. Then this is how he started it on the day three post-draft conference.
Another productive day for us. A lot of good conversations in the draft room. I mean, a lot of work, a lot of effort. I mean, D'Amico and I were just talking. It feels like we grinded out a win, but that's what this is about.
All right, grinded out a
grinded
win.
Grinded out a win.
That kind of sounds like a grade to me.
It's in the neighborhood.
Kind of sounds like a grade to me.
It sounded to me like they had some setbacks in terms of what they thought they were going to get and had to make some adjustments. But that's always
you think
the case.
They got hopped a couple times?
I think they got hopped. I think they got hopped. Now, maybe they were going to end up with the same player anyway in Lassiter, but they definitely got hopped.
No, I think they were going to get Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, you won't be able to convince me that McKinstry was going to be the guy there.
Yeah. No, I don't know, but I would tend to lean with you if I had to give an opinion on that.
Yeah, that just seems like the kind of guy that they would like. So that's the encore, if you will, with D'Amico and Caserio, the draft. A little bit different feel, no first-round pick. Seemed like they hopefully established some depth. As far as immediate impact guys, TBD is what I'll say, TBD.
You always look at a draft. Now, they didn't have the first-round pick, but you say, okay, how many starters did get out of this draft? Maybe zero. Maybe two. I mean, you know, or more. That's the thing. It's hard to say because these are guys that are going to be, you know, very much compete at positions where they need an upgrade, specifically, you know, the top guys, cornerback, safety, and tackle.
And I mean, this is when you talk about not rushing when it comes to draft and stuff like that. I mean, we look at the second-year guys this year. It was extremely disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys were getting their you were hearing a lot of praise of them. Damian Pierce, Jalen Petrie. And then they come back and they don't look very good,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then you saw Derek Stingley crank it up a notch. It was, man, they should have taken Sauce Gardner. So it is always kind of early to evaluate these things. I don't think they were just looking. And this was actually a mindset that I praised. So perhaps I should be pleased with it. But I don't think they were just looking at this year when it came to these picks. There is a theory on the text line that maybe Nick Caserio is trying to pump up Titus Howard so he can trade him.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think that.
I don't think you can trade that contract.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But look, the other part of this that's really interesting to me, not just the secondary, is that the running back position was not prioritized at all.
No, and everybody.
And that was key.
Everybody from that Shanahan pipeline does. So there's got to be a little bit more for them to do. For sure.
Yeah, well, they're bringing in, you know, undrafted free agents, et cetera, but that's still not a priority compared to – well, you know, one thing that we talk about a lot, I mean, the really good running backs are second and third round picks, and that's not something they did. Just not – they weren't interested in doing it, you know? And there were running backs available in the third round in particular.
And there were teams that had better running back rooms that went
that
and
still
got running
went.
Backs.
Yeah, exactly.
Went up and got it. So, yeah, no grade here unless you want to give a grade.
I got to give
a grade. I'll give him a C. Wait and see.
I hate grades so much.
Give him
this.
A wait and see.
But shout out to B. Scott because he did have to do the grades for the Chronicle and did a good job on that. I was reading it this morning. But I hate in the moment grades because what are you grading?
I mean, you're grading excitement. You're projecting.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Early on. So yeah, I mean that's.
So what grade would you give him overall?
C. Wait and see. Wait and letter C. Wait and see. See.
I like that.
I don't mean that bad.
I mean, no, I know.
We'll just see. I mean, I don't. Yeah. There's blind faith, and then but the other thing is, I think there's a chance that after a year, there's reasons for encouragement. But as far as like making some significant impact, like the Lions last year, with taking Brian Branch and Gibbs and Laporta or whatever, mm-hmm. like in the 2 years, that's an A draft, like
yeah.
after 1 year.
You know it right away.
Which isn't the end-all be-all. I don't think they drafted with just 1 year in mind. A lot of times when you grade a draft, it's, you know, 1 year in mind. Sometimes mm-hmm. you look back even further and it ends up looking a certain way. So
yeah.
that's where I would put it.
Yeah, no, I actually don't disagree. I think there could be some starters here, and it wouldn't be surprised, even though some of those contracts are going to be hard to move around to put on the bench.
They definitely like the big schools though.
Oh, he's got a type.
That is for sure.
Oh my goodness.
What
Georgia,
is his type?
His type is big schools, big time programs that go places. I mean, two from USC, which okay, whatever.
So big time.
Yeah, Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon, Auburn, Michigan.
The crazy thing about Caserio is day one was a bunch of youngsters. And these are kind of the developmental guys. These were all three-year players, 21 mm-hmm. years old, 20, 21 years old. And then day two was a bunch of five-year guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's open to everything. I don't know what his if he does have a type. Actually, I do know he has a type.
Oh, he
Kate
has
Stover.
A type.
That's his type.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, in terms of players, but in terms of school, I mean, it's got to be those monsters. He's not a small school guy. Tank Dell was the exception. And that's not a tiny school by any stretch. But a smaller school.
Yeah, he's the only one who didn't play. I mean, they weren't yeah. in the Big 12 yet. Landry yeah. Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, Lunchtime Confessions, post-draft edition here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.